Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious Muslim and Christian friends. Welcome back. You know, last program, we started the important topic of Jesus is the Word of God according to the Bible, and the Quran agrees. I love it. Surah 4, verse 171 stated clearly, Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah and His Word. And His Word, kalimatuhu in Arabic. Now, further study in the Quran, I was reading Surah 3, verse 39, states, Yahya witnessing the truth of a word from Allah. Yahya is the prophet John the Baptist. They call him Yahya in the Quran. The famous Muslim scholar Ar-Razi comments on this verse. He explains the word of God to be Jesus. The Quran in Surah 3, verse 39, which we just read, agrees with the gospel record about John the Baptist. Remember, called the prophet Yahya in the Quran, proclaiming that the word Jesus would come from God. According to the Bible, John the Baptist was sent by God to prepare the way and to announce the coming of Jesus Christ. We know that from the gospel according to John, one of Jesus' disciples, chapter 1, verses 23 to 27. The Bible clearly gave Jesus the title, the Word of God. I tell my Muslim friends that it's very interesting that the Quran said that Jesus is the Word of God. We agree, because when we read Revelation 19, verse 13, about Jesus, He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and His name is the Word of God. Very clear. In the Quran and in the Gospel, Jesus is the only person who is given the unique title, the Word of God. The emphasis of deity in this title is clearly visible and acceptable, my Muslim friend. And I will explain to you further. The person of Jesus is the Word, and the source of the Word is God Himself. Jesus is the Word of God. Now, the Quran gives no explanation for this title. The Bible explains it. And of course, the Quran is stated in so many verses. We talked about it in so many programs to command the Muslims to read the Bible. Why? Because you cannot depend on the Quran only to understand who Jesus is. You need to read the statement of Jesus recorded by His disciples in the New Testament. If you really want to have the right and the complete relationship with God. Now, since Jesus is the only person who is called the Word of God in the Bible by God Himself, and the Quran agrees, it is clear, my Muslim friend, clear then, that Jesus must be the one and only perfect expression of God's mind and will. The Bible declares in Colossians 1, verse 15, that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. My dear Muslim friend, it might help you to remember that your words reveal the kind of person you are. Also, the Word of God, Jesus, is the personal revelation of God to us all. This is the truth. To know Jesus is to know God. Jesus himself declared, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." You can read Jesus' words in John 14, verse 9. You tell me, what does that mean? It means that through Jesus Christ, the nature of God were manifested. Christ revealed the character of God. In Christ's life and actions and words, you can see the power, justice, purity, love of God. Christ's life also revealed the will of God. And of course, we'll talk about all these things in future programs. Jesus not only brings the revelation and the words of God to us, but he himself is the very Word who came down from heaven to earth. We know that from John chapter 1, verse 14. My Muslim friends, Jesus' words were the only words that are supernatural. It is clear throughout the gospel that the words Jesus spoke were God's words. And it is interesting to note that the Quran also acknowledges the divine effect of Jesus' words. Consider Jesus' powerful words in both the Quran and the Bible. Jesus spoke to the leper, saying, "Be clean," and he was totally cleansed. We can read that in Mark 1, verses 40 to 45, and Surah 3, verses 49. Let me give you another point. Jesus told the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," and then gave him the ability to walk. Mark 2, verse 5. Jesus raised a dead girl to life when he said to her, "Little girl, get up." Mark 5, verses 21 to 43, and Jesus' power to raise the dead, recorded in Surah 3, verse 49, and Surah 5, verse 110. I will complete this issue in our next program, but let us do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God, that you gave us enough evidence to know who Jesus is. My dear audience, if you never put your faith in Jesus, that God sent him to die to pay the penalty of your sins, please put your faith in Jesus right now. My Muslim friend, you can just say this prayer: "God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live according to your will, God. God, I believe in Jesus, that he is my Savior, who died to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. God, we also pray that you will equip us, me and my audience and our fellowships, your church, God. And use us, God, use me and use my audience to help millions of Muslims spend the eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My precious audience, God's love, grace, peace with you. Salah, until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.